Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Etta Ben David, Rabbanit of Shiftei Israel in Ra'anana, and today we will be learning about the Kedusha. Kedusha is recited as the third bracha in the Amidah within the first section of Shevach, or praise. It is a beautiful heightened part of Chazarat HaShatz, the repetition of the Amidah. Kedusha is often a musical and meaningful center of tefillah, while the community comes together in praise of Hashem. After all, the Kedusha is only said in a minyan. Before we discuss the content of this tefillah, let's take a moment to define Kedusha. Kadosh, Kedushin, Kiddush, it's often translated as holy, but at its core, this word really means separate and elevated. For example, on Friday night when we make Kiddush, we separate and elevate this moment as Shabbat, as distinct from all other days. Or Kiddushim Tihiyu. We are commanded in Vayikra to essentially separate ourselves from all other nations. Or Kiddushin, the act of marriage. It's designating this one person as distinct and this relationship as heightened above any other. Indeed, during Kedusha, we declare Hashem as separate, as transcendent, beyond anything we can imagine or even understand. And if Hashem is so far removed from us, so distant, how do we simultaneously achieve the spiritual closeness that Hashem blessed us with and rise to the level of Mamleche Kohanim, Goy Kadosh, the sanctified nation? To do this in Kedusha, we act out the role of the angels, those who dwell in the realm of Hashem. I want to tell you about angels, because according to Bereishit Rabbah, angels were created on the second or third day of creation. They're like our older siblings. And like older siblings, we vie for the love and attention of our parent in heaven. And at the same time, we kind of want to be like them. And we want to experience that closeness they experience to Hashem. And so in Kedusha, we pretend to be angels. We stand with our feet together, just as the angel's legs are described in Yechezkel as being one straight leg. We're not to move when the Kedusha begins. And if you were to walk into shul and the congregation is in the midst of Kedusha, you're supposed to stop, put your feet together, and join the community in this heightened, elevated moment. We also borrow the words from Yeshayahu's vision of the angels calling to one another, surrounding Hashem's high and lofty throne, saying, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvaot. Transcendent, transcendent, even more transcendent is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is filled with Hashem's glory. We imagine ourselves rising upward, literally, by rising up on our toes when we recite the two verses quoted by the angels. We are pushing ourselves higher and higher toward the realm of Hashem. But wait. Here we are, trying to imitate the angels, to crown Hashem in the distance, while reaching spiritual heights, and yet there's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Bet, that states the Jewish people are more dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the angels. Why? Because the Jewish people recite a song of praise to Hashem at any time, but the angels recite a song of praise only one time per day, maybe one time per week, maybe one time per year. This machloket goes on. But so we actually are more beloved than the angels. In the Kedusha of Shabbat morning, we see this play out. We see this tension between us and the angels. And with Hashem's attention on us, we rise further with the sanctity of Shabbat and beseech Hashem, Matai timloch b'tzion bekarov b'yameinu le'olam va'ed tishkon. When will you, Hashem, reign in Zion? Come soon, bring redemption so we can see your kingdom. And finally, in Musaf, we, together with the angels, we crown Hashem. In the Nusach we use in our community, in the Edut HaMizrach, we say, Keter yitnu lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Malachim hamonei mala, im amcha Yisrael kevutzei mata. Yachad kulam kedusha lecha yishaleshu. Together, everyone will praise you through the kedusha. Together, we will crown Hashem. And to whom does Hashem turn with compassion and give his undivided attention? To the am hamyachadim shemo, erev avoker b'chol yom tamid pa'amayim be'ahava. To the people who declare the oneness of Hashem's name, evening and morning, every day, twice, with love, in the Shema. And as soon as we say the Shema, we experience Hashem's imminence. We've reached this place of elevation toward Hashem, and we can say anything now. And in that moment of the Musaf Kedusha, we praise Hashem, our Redeemer. Although we model ourselves after the angels, Kedusha is actually something only we can do from this world. But in order to know what to say, we borrow the language from the angels to then crown Hashem. Though we describe Hashem as being transcendent, beyond the realm of human experience, by using the language and songs Hashem has given us, we experience an intimacy with the divine that elevates Hashem and ourselves. May your Kedusha bring you to heightened levels of spiritual growth, strength, and connection. Thank you for learning together.